Hey, it's Anne with your Coaching on the Go, and Happy New Year to you. And it's a great, great time to feel that great feeling of a fresh start. Last week, we engaged with being appreciative for what you created last year, thinking back to where you were last year at this time, and what you created during the year, and what you had wanted to create even before you started creating. What did you do with last year, and who were you last year? And who are you today? And who will you be next year at this time? Because you have to expand to become, to be, do, and have the things that you're setting out to do for this next year. So what we're doing this week is we're starting to prepare ourselves. You're starting to prepare yourself for a year of creating. And it doesn't happen when you don't plan it. Things happen randomly by default, but we're looking at creating a dynamic year with high-level creating. So what do you want to create for the year? You put that all down, make a big list of it. You started doing that last week. Put the finishing touches on what you want to create and start getting specific about it. How much money do you want to have generated by the end of the year? What career changes do you want to make? What changes are you wanting to make to your business this year? What are you wanting personally? What are you wanting for your health? Get really specific and start putting it down on a piece of paper. So by this time next year, you will complete the things that you are writing down. And remember, you can navigate and shift and change as you get more information. So you're not at the end of the year shaming yourself if you have really gone all in. What I'll want you to do though when you're assessing is, did you go all in? And what would it look like? So I remember last year creating my plan for the year, and I reported quarterly. I wrote down quarterly goals each quarter associated with my year plan. And then I assessed at the end of the quarter, what did I achieve? What did I not achieve? What worked? What didn't? And then I moved on to the next quarter and projected what I wanted to create. But what we started with was the year plan. And then thinking about it in terms of quarters, what would you get to do in each quarter to end up with that vision created, done, signed, sealed, delivered? I'm yours. So today and this week, we are getting into the nitty-gritty of the planning. And it's fun. It's liberating. It's exciting. It could be making you nervous. And it likely should be making you nervous as you put it down into quarters and the year, because it should be something bigger than you've ever done. You should be stretching yourself. So look at where you were last year. What attitudes did you carry throughout the year to get you here? What attitudes are you going to get to carry with you through this year? What ways of being to create what you're putting down on paper now? We're going to dig into this all week long, and by the end of the week, you're going to have something that you can start building on. A master plan, a sinister master plan for an incredible 2023, or if you're looking back on this, listening back on this, an incredible, powerful master plan that's going to guide you when you are without your head in the game or you're starting to flounder. You look at this, it's your target, you're shooting at this target. Instead of just taking the dart and throwing it, you're throwing it at the target. Have a beautiful day and get going on your work.